The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
If you don't have a collection of yet-to-be-answered prayers in the treasury of snow, there'll never come a river afloat. It'll find another tributary that'll go into someone else's place. But if you don't have anything stored up, don't expect a flow without any snow. The more snow, the more flow. Job 38, verse 22. This is a revelation that I want you to never forget. Listen to this. Verse 23. Have you entered the treasury of snow? Or have you seen the treasury of hail, which is rain that is frozen into ice? This is God speaking. He's speaking to Job. Which I have reserved. Everybody say reserved. You know what that word means? It means there's a treasury of snow that is stored up and reserved for what? For the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war. I'm preaching today on have you entered the treasury of snow? I'll explain that in just a moment. Isaiah 55 and verse 8 says that God's thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. That is higher than the heavens are above the earth. So are his ways higher than yours and his thoughts greater than yours. And then he goes on and he says that his promise is like the rain. It's like snow from heaven. Isn't that something? And it does not return there, but to water the earth. And then he goes on and he says, it shall not, speaking of his word, it shall not return void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. Thank you, Lord. That what God promises you, it cannot fail. It will not return void. And then he goes on and says, it will accomplish the thing which I please and prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. One more quick verse, Isaiah 45 in verse 3. Said that the promise that I give you, I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches in secret places that you may know that I am the Lord. Hidden riches and hidden riches in secret places, treasures of darkness, meaning there are things that in the Word of God that you don't see, it's a mystery or it's hidden, but I'll give you revelation. And I believe today he's going to give you one of those revelations, because as snow and as it rain, his Word comes down off out of the heavens and he says, now, have you entered the treasures of the secret place? Have you entered the treasures that I have for you? The treasures, the treasury of snow. What strange wording Job 38 is. One more time, I'm going to read it. Have you entered, Job 38, 22, the treasuries of snow that I, the Lord God, have reserved against the timing of trouble, against the day of battle. See, what he's talking about is snow is a metaphor of spiritual snow, which is something that comes down once you send it up in prayer. Snow, the treasury of snow, is prayer and praise and worship. We have been snowmakers. And I'll show you this very clearly in the scriptures. We store it up, listen, for the time of trouble. And we take the word of God that will not return void, and we study it, and we spend extra time in it, and we read it. And in doing so, you're filling up the treasury of snow, just like a mountain peak, just like, how snow accumulates on a mountain peak. And it's there during the winter. But there will come a season of change. A change season will come. The season will change. And when the sun starts shining down, it starts warming, and something happens because there is a treasury of snow. That which is stacked up and piled up and gathered. It's amazing that you can store up prayer just like snow stores up on mountain peaks. And when the season changes, the snow begins to melt and it turns into water and the streams begin to flow and the river comes from the snow on the mountain. And the more snow, the more flow. If you don't have any snow stored up in the treasury of snow, there will be no flow in the time of trouble. Did you hear the word? In the time of trouble, you're storing stuff up for the day of battle. You're storing stuff up so that when the enemy comes like a flood, you've got something stored up waiting on him. And God says, I will have my people prepared for whatever comes their way. And there is this connection, you see, because snow collects. Snow, if you read about it, it has 6 points, the snowflake, just like the Star of David. I'm not making this up. You can check it out. If you look under a microscope, that's what you will see, just like the Star of David. And it collects. The reason that's important is because it connects very easily with other snowflakes. And it's not just one snowflake you don't have to worry about. But if enough of them get together, just one little tiny snow gets with another and gets with another and gets with, it can mess up a Mack truck. It can stop a Mack truck. And that's like prayer. You know, sometimes we get so tired of praying for the same thing. And it sometimes it's months that you pray for the same thing and nothing happens. Pray for the same thing, nothing happens. But what you're doing, you got to see it, is you're filling up the treasury of snow. Call my children's name, my grandchildren's name. I'm storing up snow. Here's another piece and here's another snowflake and here's another snowflake. And sometimes you got a grandmother that's been praying for 30 years or a granny or a mother like I've got that's been praying for 50 years. And my snowflakes get mixed in with her snowflakes and you get a whole family praying and everybody's getting like this glacier thing going on the top of the mountain. But it feels like nothing's happening. It feels like in the winter that everything's barren and everything's cold and I don't feel nothing and I don't see nothing. And you said, God hadn't changed one thing. You've been storing up snow. If you don't have a collection, listen to this. If you don't have a collection of yet to be answered prayers in the treasury of snow, there'll never come a river aflow. It'll find another tributary that'll go into someone else's place. But if you don't have anything stored up, don't expect a flow without any snow. The more snow, the more flow. There is this collective gathering that creates the glaciers. In heaven, every prayer we pray is like snow. Do you know where the river of God comes from? The snow of God's people that they are praying. Jesus wouldn't have told us to pray if it didn't work. Jesus wouldn't have told us to give. He would have just said, just que sera, sera, whatever would be. And it doesn't really matter if you pray or if you don't about the situation. But if you ever start praying for your daddy, if you ever start praying for your mother, if you ever start praying for your son, if you ever start praying for your daughter, if you ever start praying for your family and you keep on doing it, and sometimes it's stored up for generations. And over in March and over in April and June and July and August and September and November, somebody will be getting married. And December, somebody will get a breakthrough. And you just don't understand that God cannot forget the treasury of snow. And the question is, have you entered into it? Because it's powerful. The flow is coming. If the snow is gathered, rivers will begin to flow. Rivers of deliverance. I claim rivers of deliverance over this church this year. That there will be services where God will deliver people from drugs and alcoholism. God will deliver people from gender confusion. God will deliver people from lies and deception. God will deliver people from suicide and self-hatred and desiring to just kill themselves prematurely. I'm telling you, there is a river of healing. There is a river of deliverance, the river of God. There is a river of family salvation and miracles. And we have been storing up the snow so the flow will find this house, our house. Somebody give the Lord a praise for that if you believe it. Store it up in the spirit realm. Make snow peaks over your family. A snow peak, a prayer. What are you doing? You worship. Every time you worship, every time you praise God, every time you open that book and read it, you're storing up snow. You're storing up snow. Keep doing it. Turn to somebody and say, you got to store it up. We can't give up. We can't get weary. Paul put it like this. Pray without ceasing. Just keep on praying. You don't have to be around a lot of people. Just every time you think about them and start to worry about them and start to say, oh God, what? No. Just pray for them. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I just call their name out right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And that prayer will connect with another prayer. We'll connect. And this is what happened in the book of Acts chapter 10. Cornelius, the Bible said, made a memorial before the throne of God. He created, I'm going to use my own terminology, he created a ice palace with his prayers and with his giving. It came up before God as a memorial. I want you to think about that. When I think of a memorial, I think about the Jefferson Memorial, the Lincoln Memorial. And God himself said, I can't see around this pile, this snow peak. This guy has stacked up so much giving, so much worship. All of it was worship. Giving is worship. All of it is worship. Praise is worship. Hallelujah. Confessing the word of God, speaking the word of God, listening to the word of God is worship. Reading the word of God is worship. Whatever it is, God turns it into snow. And he says, the more you stack up and store up, the Bible said that it became so big in heaven that it was like a huge memorial before God. And God said, well, I got to get rid of some of this ice up here. So I'm going to change the season. Now you think about what I'm saying. And that one man prayed and stored up so much snow in the treasury. And he had his family name on that memorial because this blessing didn't flow to the church. It flowed to his physical address. If you read Acts chapter 10, no Gentile, only Jews had heard the gospel and received Christ and been filled with the Holy Spirit. But one man prayed, and when God began to melt the snow, it started flowing to one guy's house who his prayers had become like a memorial. And the Bible said that he poured the Holy Spirit out on him and his house. And this was the beginning of the Gentile miracle that to this very day, this very service, this very moment, had that man not filled up the treasury of snow and God found a way to let it flow, and we would not be a part of the body of Christ because we were Gentiles lost without God. But here we stand, children of the covenant, because one man prayed. Pray without ceasing. Pray when nothing happens. Praise when nothing happens. Praise when you don't feel. Worship when you don't feel anything. Oh, you're never wasting time. You're filling up the treasury of snow so that when the season changes, because there will come a change of season, it may feel like your family tree is withered up. It may feel like your finances are withered up. It may feel like your dreams are withered up. It may feel like there's no way this thing can live. There's no way God can turn my life around in the situation. Yes, he can. And that's what happens when a church and your snowflake joins my snowflake. Come on. I'm not just fighting this by myself, but we're all in a very, very good place. We got a big old mountain, a big old peak up in heaven called Free Chapel. And we're saying, Lord, pour it out on us until the river of deliverance and healing flows through our homes, through our cities, through our nation, and to our world. I need somebody to give him a praise. I'm almost finished. I got to finish it. In Psalms 147 in verse 15, listen to this. This is amazing. He sends his commandment to the earth. And here's what it's like. It's like it's running very swiftly. His word, there'll come a moment when he sends, he changes the season and he gives snow, the next verse says, like wool, and he scatters frost like ashes, and he casts out his hail like morsels, and then he asks a powerful question, and the only question is, it's coming, the flow's coming, because the next verse says he melts the ice and he causes the wind to blow and the waters to flow. It's coming. Now go back to the last question. But the only question is, who can stand before his cold? Who can stand in the cold? Who won't give up in the cold? Who won't quit in the winter? Who won't quit when you don't see nothing, you don't feel nothing? He said, I promise you the rain is coming. I promise you I'm going to melt the snow peak and the snowflakes that you sent up and they've connected and turned into a glacier. I'm going to melt it. In my season, in my time, the only question is, who will stand the cold? Who'll keep sending it up when nothing's happening? I don't know about you, but I feel real happy in my soul because I'm going to stand the cold. It may get cold, but the atmosphere for prayer is in cold times. If you want snowflakes, you need some cold. So that's the time to really pray, when it's tough and hard, not when you're seeing miracles everywhere, not when the river's flowing, but when you don't see anything, you keep on praising. That's when you really get into praise. That's when you really start, I know it was the blood. Hallelujah. Think about this. You never know when you're sending up your last snowflake before avalanche. Somebody shout, avalanche. Wouldn't you like to proclaim that over your family and over the world? My God, we need an avalanche. And you never know. One more prayer. One more hallelujah. One more, I just believe, Lord, for my child. In Jesus' name. And one snowflake. And it all comes crashing down. If you're listening to me right now and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, why don't you start off right by saying, Jesus Christ, I love you. Just say it. I love you. I know you. I know who you are and I surrender. I believe in you. Wash me in the blood of Calvary. Cleanse me and fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. I want to be Spirit-filled. I want to walk in victory this year. I want to walk in the strength of God. I want the wisdom and favor of God on me and my family. And then say this, Lord, use me. Use me. I know you want to use me. And I want to help put people's lives back together and keep them in a place of victory. Use me to bless others this year in Jesus' name. You know, that's a prayer that's right in the will of God. You don't even have to worry if that's God's will. It's His will that not any should perish, that includes you. It's His will to save you. It's His will to use you. And I thank God for that. Before I go, I really want to thank you for supporting this ministry financially. We have multiple projects, even as I speak, going on right now in the nation of Israel. We need your help. The latest project is the Eshkol Resilience Center. It's being created to help treat Jewish victims who are suffering mentally and going through psychological trauma due to the attacks, the continual bombardments and terror that they have faced. It is the number one need that they said they have right now. So here's my announcer to tell you how you can be a part of a miracle in Israel.
I'm standing here in the Zach's house, the Zach family house in Kibbutz Kisufim, the first community that we introduce you to. On October 7, this entire family perished. When we walked after the atrocities of October 7 into this house, we saw the father lying here behind me on the floor with a knife in his hand. And in the shelter behind me, the mother in bed, hugging her son, both dead and both burned alive. But just like this instinct of a family to protect each other, to save each other, this is what we feel with you, Pastor Jensen Franklin, and your entire congregation. It was an instinct, a family instinct, to come and stand with us and to remind us that we are not alone. You are responding immediately because you know us. You know us already for many years before. And you committed to build a resilience center that will give us therapy for our communities to heal together. In these atrocities of October 7, we know that we will rebuild again. It will be painful and hard, but we know that with you, we can make it happen, step by step, together as a family.
I want 10,000 mothers and women who will take intercessory prayer for a generation seriously.
We are Rachel's Army. We are women that who are going to say we're setting everything else aside. You call that child back into ministry. You call that child back home. You call that child out of addiction. Call that child.
They shall return from the land of the enemy. It's time to pray.
This program has been sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. We hope you've enjoyed this teaching by Jensen Franklin, and thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Your prayers and financial support make these programs possible. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.